Hello, hello, and welcome to all of you beautiful souls tuning in today to the Heart of the Soul podcast. I'm your host, Amana, and I am so happy you're here. On the Heart of the Soul, we remember what it means to be wild women walking upon this earth. We share our stories and honor how they inevitably shift and change over time and depending on who we're talking to. This is a space for story medicine, an opportunity to practice using our voices and the ancient ritual of storytelling. These stories are an opportunity to experience a deeper understanding of one another and together learn to support each other on our unique paths in this life so that we can all feel more connected and less alone. Today is September 4th as I'm recording this podcast. I am here along the riverside, so you might see some different people and hear some different noises. It's such an incredible, beautiful spot to be. I am taking advantage of this afternoon that I have. I am going to be heading to go do grocery shopping after this on my way back home. I just delivered some placenta capsules and I decided to pause and see if I could hook up my computer to my hotspot from my phone and record down here by the beautiful river. So today I'm going to be talking a little bit about. This is going to be probably a pretty short episode because I don't think I have so much to say about it, but I want to talk a little bit about baby-led eating. This is a topic I commonly see in different groups and people asking what sorts of foods to offer first and what baby food people buy and all sorts of different conversations around babies eating once they start to eat things other than breast milk or formula for people that are formula feeding. So I grew up as a babysitter and nanny and, fed kids all sorts of different things that their parents provided for their children to have. It was really common for people to have jars of baby food that I would feed babies straight out of the jar. And, rice cereal was also another super common thing. But I would like to invite you, and I also question this myself of, okay, well, but what did our ancestors do? Like, our ancestors didn't have prepackaged baby food to feed their children. And so then, some people were like, oh, yes, well, you can make your own baby food. But I was like, okay. But that, to make typical baby food, it requires something like a blender or a food processor. And our ancestors, way back when, didn't have blenders and food processors. So when it came to feeding my own children, I sort of decided that I wasn't going to buy baby food. I never bought a jar of baby food. I never bought a pouch, a squeezable pouch of baby food or infant children, toddler food. I never bought the little like puffs. Now they have all these different sorts of like quote unquote puffs that are heavily processed foods. And I can totally understand why people would reach for them and choose them and why they feel safe and good. But for me, that just isn't the path that I've gone with my children. I have kids that are now 2 and 5 years old. Like I said, never used any sort of baby food. With my son, we started with just sort of some softer foods like banana and tried avocado. He never liked avocado. I was growing things like kale in the garden, and he would, like suck on the kale leaf for a really long time. So for us and our kids, it just became a really natural thing to allow them either tiny pieces of soft foods to start with, or like my daughter, the first solid food that we gave her was actually a pretty big set. Piece of steak that she was able to hold on to. She just like sucked all the juice out of that steak, gnawed on it. She thought it was like the best thing ever. It was really beautiful and lovely. And she, like, still to this day, steak is one of her favorite foods. So steak is a great option. If your family eats meat, you can give them a piece of steak that's big enough. Some other tips are, yeah, to have them be sitting on your lap and you can give them small bites. One thing that I did a lot, I feel like more with my son than my daughter, but like rather than buying the prepackaged baby food, you can take a bite of a single food or of a combination of foods that you have on your plate, chew them up in your own mouth until they're soft and moist and a good, a consistency that you think your baby would be able to handle, depending on what age and stage that they're at. And you can offer that to them. I remember feeding my son cashews that way. He couldn't like chew and eat cashews that were whole, but if I chewed them up in my mouth first, I could then like have it in this like poultice or whatever you might call it. And give them to him that way. And he really loved them that way. So this is just a little short shout out to say you don't have to buy prepackaged baby food. You can make baby food in your own mouth. And some people might think that's gross and you don't want to do it, and that's okay. But I believe that's what our ancestors did. I believe that is. If you want to be a crunchy granola mama, if that's important to you, like this is one of those ways that people that you can give your babies food of different consistencies, and you can, chew up a piece of chicken or a noodle or rice until it's that consistency. That has moisture and no large chunks that you can then offer your children. Some other things that we would do, and my awareness around children and babies is that it's really important for them to be exposed to different textures and tastes at a young age. So in that first couple years of their life, at least some research has shown that that can be really helpful and important for them to have an expansive palate. And I would say that for my own experience, that is pretty true, that my kids are, good eaters. They eat a variety of things. And so I just want to invite you to the possibility of not buying baby food, of choosing foods that are soft. Or big enough pieces, you can let them chew on a raw carrot with supervision that's big and that feels really good to them and their gums, especially when they're, teething or celery or, there's so many different ways and shapes and forms that this can show up and be present in your life and your kids' life. And just encourage you to go for it and feed your kids some things that are a little bit spicy or have strong flavors because that's how we teach them that those are good foods for them. So I guess that's as long as this riff is gonna be because I didn't make notes and can't think of anything else to say in this moment, but I hope that somebody that you found this helpful in some way, shape, or form. I would love to hear from you. If you would like to learn more about me, you're welcome to go to my website. If you would like to work with me, I offer all sorts of support for women in the seasons of pregnancy, birth, and mothering. If you need some help setting boundaries with family members or with your children, with breastfeeding, I'm here to support you, help you find the language and the strength that is already within you. I also offer a free clarity call if you're interested in working with me, but you're not 100% sure. It's a 20-minute free video chat so that we can talk about whether or not I am the right fit for you and you for me. So my website is www.birthingnova.love. You'll find a link in the show notes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be brave, be bold, be love, be you.